Hello, we are reading in a book of study of Ten Sfirot, volume B, part 6, letter 10, the words of Ari. The book can be downloaded in cups.co.il. Yes, we continue with the study of the Ten Sfirot, part 6, the most important part, the central part in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the book of the study of the Ten Sfirot, in our world, in the structure of the spiritual world. Please. Again, we are in Taas, Volume 2, Part 6, Letter 10, the words of Rabbi above. Certainly, through the Histalkut Or, above Tabu, it was sufficient for Olam Atzilut to be able to receive their Or. However, it was insufficient to give strength to Olam Briah, so that it too would be able to receive its Or. For that purpose, he added another Bechina to place that Masach and Parsa there. It turns out that there are two things: the Tzimtzum of the Or above, so that Atzilut might receive its Or, the reason that new Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. The matter of the Parsa occurred so that Briah too would be able to receive his Or. Again, item 10. Certainly, through the Histalkut Or, above Tabu, it was sufficient for Olam Atzilut to be able to receive their Or. However, it was insufficient to give strength to Olam Briah, so that it too would be able to receive its Or. For that purpose, he added another Bechina to place that Masach and Parsa there. It turns out that there are two things: the Tzimtzum of the Or above, so that Atzilut might receive its Or, the reason that new Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. That means, although there is a Zivug in the Rosh of Sag, but this light is diminished in Tzimtzum Bet, and this is why its action is restricted. The matter of the Parsa occurred so that Beriah too would be able to receive his Or. Rav, yes, meaning that the matter of the restrictions in Parsa is in order so that also below the Parsa there could be the worlds of Bia de Pruda, this is how it's called, three words which are separate from Atzilut. Atzilut, there's light in it. And Bia, there's only an illumination. So the Parsa distinguishes between Atzilut, divinity, and between the worlds of Bia, which has no divinity, but only results, which is smaller than him. Letter Opnimi, item 10, below. The Tzimtzum of the Or above, so that Atzilut might receive a new Or elicited. This refers to the Or that emerged by the Zivug in Nikve Naim, whose point has been explained above. Only Prinat Atzilut was corrected through this Or, meaning Prinat Nekudim, through the Tabu de Nekudim. And until there is the place of the Atzilut to be after this Olam. However, nothing of that Or came to the place below Tabu de Nekudim. New Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this all came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag, Sag diminishes from Komat Bina to Komat Zeranpin by the ascent up to the place of the Nigve Enaim, which is Chochma and Bechina Aleph. Hence, the Kelim can receive it as Bechinat Atzilut. Know that this new Or is the Or, the Kelim, the Panim, the Gar. It is the Atzmut of the Or, the Gar, the Nekudim. However, that new Or that was later emanated by Zivug Abstag, which descended, breached to the Parsa, and illuminated for Nekudim, is not Bchinat Atzmut Or of Nekudim. Rather, it is considered an addition of Or and Bchinat Gadlut. This means that we have two states here after Tzimtzum Bet, smallness and greatness. And Tzimtzum Bet works on Katnut, and afterwards when Or Absag comes, which comes from Olam Atzilut, it makes greatness, adds vessels to all the parts of him, and then you can receive the addition of all. And this is each state. And this is how they proceed, and this is how they can acquire each degree, which they cannot jump from step one to step two. So they do halfway. With parts, if the partsuf, maybe I can draw it to you here. This happens that if I have this upper partsuf,
וכאן partsuf התחתון.
And here, the lower partsuf. How does the lower partsuf can reach the upper? To rise in degree, which is between them. The distinguishment between them, in qualities. So this is why there is the matter of division. That each partsuf divides into half. Galta ve'naim and achap. And also galgalta and enaim and achap. And then, because the lower partsuf divides himself to two, yes, this partsuf. And then he can, his galgalta enaim, his purest part, can resemble to achap, the blandest part of the upper partsuf. And then he rises this part, meaning altogether what he does, he raises this part of Galgalta Enaim to the upper partsuf. And then he leaves the lower part here. And by half he raised up. He rises up. This means that the upper partsuf takes him on his hands, as we take a small child on our hands. And because he's on our hands, he can see from our level. And afterwards, when he's in the hands, he grows and can also raise his achap to a higher degree. Yes? The ascent of only Galgalta Enaim to the upper is called Katnut, smallness, and when he raises also the Achap to the upper, this is called Gadlut, greatness. And he always does that. There's a lot of changes in it, and we'll study it. Yes.
The last paragraph of the first row. It is written, a new or emerged.
New or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this all came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. This refers to the Kelim de Gad Nekudim, and he calls them Olam Atzilut. Because all the vessels which is embedded in Olam HaNekudim, it's in order to build from it the world of Atzilut. Okay, questions I cannot see. Let's continue. The words of Ari.
We're continuing in the words of the Ari. We should provide the reason why these two things were needed. First, the Tzimtzum. Second, the laying down of the parsa. The thing is that for the tachtonim, for the lower ones, to be able to receive the or, the light, it must be diminished and come through masachim. In Olam HaNikudim, there was the main outset of the uncovering of the kilim. For that purpose, the aforementioned Tzimtzum had to diminish the or, the light.
Meaning to diminish the light.
So that the Kilim of Nikodim could tolerate it. Also, since they are restricted there, they are squeezed tightly, and thus come out intensely through the Einayim and expand below. Again, item 11. We should provide the reason why these two things were needed. First, the Tzimtzum. Second, the laying down of the Parsa. The thing is that for the Tachtonim, for the lower ones, to be able to receive the Or, it must be diminished and come through Masachim. In Olam HaNikudim, there was the main outset of the uncovering of the Kilim. For that purpose, the aforementioned Tzimtzum had to diminish the Or, so that the Kilim of Nikudim could tolerate it. Also, since they are restricted there, they are squeezed tightly, and thus come out intensely through the Einayim and expand below.
Yes. Well, you have something?
There's nothing below. Shall we continue?
Yes, continue.
Miss questions.
Questions, please, Volga.
Yes, Rav, this diminishing of the light. If Sag is the light of bestowal, it's not clear. How do you diminish the light of bestowal?
Or is or, light. When we divide it to Or Chochmah and Or Chasadim, it's only for towards our vessels. But outside our Kelim vessels, light is light. It's the presence of the Creator. And how we receive the presence of the Creator and what we do with it, this is our work already. That for the purpose of correction, we do this or that. But just understand that the revelation of the Creator is through, also through Or Chasadim, Or Chochmah, it's also a revelation. Onward, Mo?
No, Volga.
Well, Volga.
That's
it. Okay, so we had as well, Warm.
Good evening. So this excerpt, it's not clear at all. Item 11. He's talking about these two things, the restriction and the parsa, that they're not able, the lower ones are not able to receive the light.
Wait, let me speak. You want to speak for nothing or understand something? If you want to speak, so hang up your microphone and talk as much as you want. Wait, what does it say to us? We should provide the reason why these two things were needed. Which things? First, the Tzimtzum, that the light doesn't shine below the Parsa. Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's it. This is called Tzimtzum, that the light does not illuminate under the Parsa, below the Parsa. Second, the laying down of the Parsa itself. This means that the light does illuminate below the Parsa, but in a different way. What do you ask about that?
Why was there a problem for the lower ones to receive the light? It's not clear.
There is no force of the Masach. What is the question? Why were there a breakage? There is a restriction in the vessel to receive the light in order to bestow, with the resemblance of the of form between the Kli and all. The guest cannot take what the landlord is trying to give him. Why? Because there is a condition that he will receive it only in order to bestow. This means that he needs, first of all, to restrict himself and do a calculation that he does it only for the owner, not for himself, and to feel all the tastes and to receive everything that the owner gives him only in order to, so the landowner will enjoy, and he needs to promise himself that he will not fail in this.
So by this he's saying that by this the screens are coming.
Yes. This is all the system that we are now studying. This is in order for us to be sure. So we will not receive in order to receive, so that it will not be revealed all of a sudden.
So the Masach guards us so we wouldn't receive more than...
Yes, of course, we are giving birth to such systems that, God forbid, we won't fail. So we won't receive in order to receive. And if suddenly we will reveal that I received it, this is a breakage, something terrible that cannot be.
So basically, where does the Masach come from? From the creation itself? Who creates these screens, the Masachs?
The screens are coming. What we're studying now, we're learning that it comes from above, from the system itself. But after the Adam comes out and goes through the breakage, and the Creator stabilizes him in front of the light, so the Adam needs to worry how to acquire the Masach and afterwards receive the light in order to bestow.
Does it mean that we build our own screens, our own Masachs, through our own work?
Yes, of course. This is our work.
The work of each and every one?
Each and every one.
There's no general screen?
There is a general screen, but each person builds a Masach for himself. If you have no private Masach, you cannot join the rest in building the general Masach. That's it.
No more questions.
Okay. Totally fine. So please.
We're continuing in the words of the Ari, item 12. It was also necessary to place the Parsa and diminish the Oot, the lights that come out through the Parsa. The reason for the additional diminution through the Parsa is not for the world of Nikudim itself, which is the world of Atzilut, but for the world of Bria below it, so it would be able to receive the light, the or elicited for it. Now you can understand how there is a Masach and a Parsa between Bria and Atzilut. However, from Atzilut to what is above it, there is no need for an actual Masach, only remoteness of location, which is the above Tzimtzum. This is because the light rose above the Tabur and drew far from the point opposite the Tabur and down from without.
Again.
Again, item 12. It was also necessary to place the parsa and diminish the rot, the lights that come out through the parsa. The reason for the additional diminution through the parsa is not for the olam nikudim, for the world of nikudim itself, which is olam atzilut, but for olam beria below it, so it would be able to receive the or elicited for it. Now you can understand how there is a masach and parsa between Beria and Atzilut. However, from Atzilut to what is above it, there is no need for an actual masach, only remoteness of location, which is the above Tzimtzum. This is because the or, the light, rose above Tabor and drew far from the point opposite the Tabor and down from without.
Okay, there's no questions, so we will continue.
Below, or Pnimi?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Item 12, or Pnimi below. Parsa is not for the Olam, for the world of Nikudim itself, which is the world of Atzilut, Olam Atzilut, but for Olam, the world of Bria below it. It has already been explained above that the matter of the Parsa is the Masach that ends Partsuf Sag, like the toes of the Raglaim before. However, there's a big correction in it, which the Zohar calls draws from above and gives below.
This means that it lifts up and brings back down.
This is because it is considered a double masach made of two bichinot, bichina bet and bichina dalet together.
The force of bestowal, bichina bet, and the force of reception, bichina dalet, they work like this, above and below, above and below. Ascend and descend, and they go as an elevator from below up to above for correction until all the vessels that has fallen in the breakage below, they pass it on in small portions through a lot of times. It's called for many years above, and then everything will be corrected onward.
Hence, when Beria should receive the ore from Atzilut, there is the matter of the fissuring of the Parsa in it. This fissuring means the annulment of the Gvul, the border of the Siyum in it, and the Hitpashtut, the expansion of the lights, the Sag below Parsa. Though it is only a temporary annulment.
In order to raise vessels from below upward, the force in the Bina goes down and gives force to these vessels, and so they can rise up above the Parsa,
which is afterwards blocked once more. Thus, it is like an opening that closes and opens
by need.
It depends on the descent of Bihina Dalet, the Parsa, from within Bihina Bet, the Parsa. When the two bichinot are tightly connected to each other, the parsa is closed like the masach that stands the etzbaot at the toes of the raglaim, where there is no hitpashtut, its expansion of the partsuf past its etzbaot raglaim. When Bihina Dalet leaves the Parsa and comes down to the place of the Etzbaot Raglaim of the Partsuf, as was before, the force of the Siyum of the Parsa is then revoked. This is called the fissuring of the Parsa. And then the Orot, the lights, pass from there down to the world, to the Olam Briya. And this is what the Zohar means by the words, draws from above and gives below.
Yes, this we will learn about many times, how it works, because this has all, depends our correction. How we take our vessels from below the Parsa to above the Parsa, to the light, where we can correct these parts and fill them with light. Okay. Oh, we have Volga again. Okay, Volga.
Here, Rav, he says that there's a second restriction, and it's the screen that's diminishing the light, and then there's the parsa that diminishes the light even more. It turns out that the parsa is like a third restriction. Is that correct?
No. Quietly listen to what is spoken. It's not simple how it works. Each person has a different nature. It's not restriction. Parsa is not restriction. Parsa is a special force which distinguishes between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. And it is not Tzimtzum. You will see.
There's later. Also PT-18 if you want.
PT-18, please.
Rav, only in order to understand, it says between the upper world and the world of Tzilut, and Nikudim, there was no need for a Masach. The Masach only comes in order to, only in the world of Bria, in order to not have a shattering there in the world of Bria. Is that correct?
Parsa comes in order to correct the vessels which are below the Parsa, in order to receive, raise them above, give them Masach, and then raise them above the Parsa so that they will be in order to bestow.
But it's written that there was no need in practice between the world of Ak and the world of Nikudim and Atzilut. There's no need for Masach there.
That's true.
So the Masach comes in order to guard the world of Bria, which is below the Atzilut.
That's right. In order to raise the Kelim, to correct them and raise them from the world of Bria. Bria is called Bar, other than Kedusha, to Atzilut. Slowly.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Slowly. Kiev.
You said that the parsa is there in order to correct the lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Atziah, and raising these desires upwards. Is it a certain force, or is it just a certain barrier, border that separates?
These are qualities, special qualities, from the upper world, which is above the Parsa, and the lower world, which is below the Parsa, and how they, through the Parsa, connect and correct the broken vessels which are below the Parsa. It's not just a barrier. It's a very special quality that works so that it does not spread light from below upwards, but can help the Kelim to rise above from below upwards for correction.
The reason for its uniqueness is a result of which process, Tzimtzum Bet, or is this before Tzimtzum Bet that it happened?
It's a good question. The Parsa is a result of Tzimtzum Bet. And Parsa is a result from Prina Dalet and Prina Bet combining how they can be connected and work in a way that they are together. Eventually move all the vessels of reception to the form of vessels of bestowal.
This correction of the receiving vessels, it comes out of some certain demand, meaning the certain deficiency needs to come from below for the parsa to feel this and to allow the light to go through?
Yes. Later.
Because he writes here, we read from this excerpt of this fissuring that cancels this border. What is that?
I don't know what they translated for you in Russian. For Russian, in Russian is, in my eyes, not in. I'm not sure it's true. The parsa does not annul. It just helps with the diffusion of the vessels of reception to join vessels of bestowal. That's it. Later on, in a bit, it will all come through. Those are very good questions. It's a sign that you're progressing. PT 14.
Bihna Dalat that leaves the parsa and the lights go down to Bria. This is called Gadlut?
Shebhina Dalit Uzevit Loivanti. Erzikore. Parsa Dalit Uzevit at Bria.
When Bihna Dalit leaves the parsa, I didn't understand. How does it happen? When Bihna Dalit leaves the Bria.
Dalit leaves the parsa, then the lights go down to Bria. That's how it's written. And the question is if this is a state of Gadlut.
I don't understand your sentence. I'm very serious. Bechina Dalet, what does it mean that it leaves the Parsa?
That's what it's written.
What is it written?
Turbet, second column in Or Pnimi, the moment that the Bichna Dalit leaves the Parsa and comes down to the place of the Etzbot Raglaim, the Partsuf.
It is Bichna Dalit as restriction. But not that Bichna Dalit is the will to receive that goes above the Parsa. I understand now what you ask.
So the lights go down to Bria in the state?
No, the lights does not go down to Bria. This is the whole thing, that the vessels go above the Parsa. The light from the world of Atzilut does not pass below the Parsa. Never.
So it doesn't belong to the state of Gadlut.
Gadlut, yes, but not in order, but Gadlut that joins the upper. In Gadlut, it is called Rav Pa'alim Mekapcei El. Volga.
Lo shumim.
Can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, you
said yes. That the Parsa starts that diffusion between the giving and receiving Kilim. I just wanted to clarify, the Parsa, does it help that process where these two...
То есть это именно только получающие и выдающие, но никак не
обратно.
The vessels of Binah has no restriction. Whoever wants to bestow can bestow anywhere. However, whoever wants to receive, it is only on the condition that his reception would be in order to bestow. Then he can operate his vessels. Onwards.
We're on page 403 in the Hebrew book, in Or Pnimi, in the section Masach and Parsa between Bria and Atzilut. Masach and Parsa between Bria and Atzilut. By the force of the Parsa that's been corrected here, under Partsuf Sag Da'ak, the Gvul of Olam and Nikudim was set on its Bihinat Tabor. It is on this Tabor, the Nikudim, that the Parsa was made between Atzilut and Bria. And this inference helps understand the Parsa between Atzilut and Bria, for they are one issue.
Yes, this means what distinguishes between Atzilut and Bria is called Parsa. That's it. And what is this place? Tabu, the Olam Nekudim, the world of Nekudim.
Atzilut, what is above it, does not need an actual Masach, only the remoteness of location. It means that the Siyum Raglaim of Sag and the Parsa is because of the ascent of the Ot, the lights below Tabur, to Man, to Nikvei Naim,
the Rosh Desag.
Hence, the harp of the Rosh came out of the Rosh, and Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of the Ten Sefirot, the Esther Sefirot of the Siyum, went outside of the goof of Atzilut.
Tzimtzum Bet happened also in Rosh and also in Guf.
Therefore, it seems that the Parsa comes to correct the emanation of the lights, the Orot of Nikodim, because they emanate from the Orot, the lights of the Einaim. That is the reason he says that it is true that the matter of the Siyum itself, the Partsuf Sag on the Parsa, came along with attributes of Atzilut and Nikve Einaim. However, this is still not considered Masach and Parsa, but only remoteness of location.
There are two parts for Parsa. First part is the displacement of place, and the second part is to move lights to the world of Bria in order to do discernments, and after these discernments to raise the vessels from Bria to Atzilut. Which means that Parsa has this special part. It's not just a barrier like a wall, but also allows the light by little to go through the Gvul below, correct them, and raise them up to Atzilut.
It is so because before that, the Siyum of Partsuf Sag was even with the Raglaim of Aka Pnimi. Now, however, owing to the Zivuk that rose in the Or Einaim, the Siyum of the Partsuf ascended to the place of Tabor, and this new Gvul, this new border, is referred to as merely remoteness of location. The Parsa, however, is a different matter, which is added to the remoteness from Tabor up, for the purpose of Bria, because there's a special tikkun in the Parsa, special correction in the Parsa, because of which the lights, the Orot, the Tzilut, pass into Bria.
This means the Parsa is not just to guard the world of Atzilut, which is the vessels that are above the Parsa, so that they won't fall below, would not receive damage from the vessels below the Parsa, but also to help the vessels that are below the Parsa to receive a bit of light, to discern themselves, correct themselves, and rise above the Parsa to the world of Atzilut. That's it. That there is a diffusion from above, below, on one hand, and then from the other hand, so that the vessels in Atzilut won't fall to the worlds of Bia. Okay? Kiev, what do you want?
Yeah, I want to ask the Rav. He said that the Parsa helps the lower Kilim from the world of Bria and adapt them to the world of Atzilut, if I understood you correctly. What is this adaptation?
I don't know. In 2 years we will study it. If it is not written here, why do you ask about it? To ask, you can ask 1,000 questions. You need to discern now what we are learning. Now they don't speak of the corrections of the vessels, how they rise to Atzilut and so forth. We do not study about it. So don't ask. Write it in your notebook if you want.
Rav, when he says that the harp of the Rosh came to the outside, he refers to the second restriction?
Yes, of course.
It's like he says the Malchut of Peder Rosh rose to Malchut.
It is the same thing when a harp falls below, or the Masach rises above. It's the same thing. It depends how to say it. But the action is the same action. Queens.
Hello, dear Rav, dear Havarim. Right now we're concentrating on this parsa, and I get this picture. I'm picturing this that it's like in a hospital.
No. Thank you very much, but not that. No, let us not enter all kinds of examples. We can give millions of examples from our world for something that is similar, but it is not this. Let us not go far from what he is giving us. Onwards.
We're on page 404 in the Hebrew book, item 13, the words of the Ari. Item 13, the learned one shall thus understand what is written, that any emergence of the renewed lights, the renewed orot, and additional worlds, additional olamot, is only by the timtum or. This is because so was timtum of Ein Sof to elicit Ak, and Ak to elicit Nikudim, which is a tilut. All this is very close to the abolition of the malachim, of the kings, and prohibited to elicit in the Peh, as it is a high place. Again, item 13. The learned one shall thus understand what is written, that any emergence of the renewed lights and additional worlds is only by the timtum or timtum of the lights. This is because so was the timtum of Ein Sof to elicit Ak, and Ak to elicit Nikudim, which is a tilut. All this is very close to the abolition of the melechim, of the kings, and prohibited to elicit in the Peh, as it is a high place.
Yes, below.
Item 13, below. Renewed lights, the renewed orot, and additional olamot, additional worlds, is only by the timtum of the light of the or. No chidush occurs in the olamot, in the worlds, but only because of the chidush of the renewal, renovation of the kelim. However, in the or, there's never any change as it shines in the rosh of the kav, so the or shines at the end of the asiya. The matter of the formation of the kelim is as the Rav says above, because the reason for the hitpashtut, the expansion of the light and its histalkut, its later departure, caused the kli to be.
By that, histalkut of the light, diminishment of the light, the kli is discerned, the will to receive, which yearns after the light. We need to correct this will to receive, that it will be in order to bestow, but basically this is the beginning of the vessel. Histalkut of the light is the birth of the kelim.
We can skip over this part a little bit. Timtum of Ein Sof to elicit Ak. This is explaining Histalkut Pnimit, close to the abolition of the melechim, of the kings. This has been explained above. The comparison between the Tzimtzum of Ein Sof to produce the Ak, which is the first Kav, that Ein Sof illuminated into the place of the Tzimtzum, and the second Tzimtzum, which is Tzimtzum Nehi the Ak, has already been explained. They are both Bechinat Tziyum and cessation to Orot Atzilut. The difference is that the point of cessation made by Tzimtzum Aleph and the point of Siyum Raglin, the Pratzuf Ak, was in Olam Hazeh. This is because the Raglaim of Ak and in Olam Hazeh, in this world, as it says, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Tzimtzum Bet made the place of the Siyum and cessation of Atzilut the Sag. This point of new cessation is called Parsa. It is also the siyum raglin of all the partsufim of atzilut that come after partsuf sag. This is because any innovated force in the ilion, in the upper, necessarily controls its tachtonim, its lower ones as well. This is the place of the severance and the cessation between the world olam atzilut and the three worlds bia.
It's fine, yes? We have learned not once that we have Partsuf. Galgalta. Yes? On it closed Partsuf Ab until the Tabu de Galgalta Sag. Well, here below is Nekudot de Sag that does restriction. Malchut rises to Bina de Guf of Nekudot de Sag. This place is called Parsa. And then we have here the place of
Atkan Poel.
Till here. How to do this?
Bikol ha-makom hazeh poel tzimtzum alef.
You know this place works tzimtzum alef, restriction A, from Rosh Negalgalta until the Siyum. And below here, Tzimtzum Bet works. And the world of Atzilut. Here is Olam Atzilut. World Atzilut.
Atzilut. Bria, Yetzira, ve Asiya.
Bria, Yetzira, ve and Asiya.
Tov.
Here is Parsa.
The Tabur.
This is the Tabur. And here is the Siyum.
Petishmonaisri.
Does the world of Nikudim is the realtor between the world of Atzilut and the world of Bria?
Yes, Kazakhstan.
He writes here that the Parsa is the Siyum, the Raglin of all the parts of him, the Atzilut. And what about Atik?
This is just one time, because Atik is Keter. When the parts of him of Olam Atzilut come out, so I don't even know how to draw this.
As you tell, I know.
So then come out.
Parts of Attic,
which comes from Tabor to the Siyum, but this is because Attic is the parts of Keter, shines from below upwards. It does not receive anything, has no vessels of reception. This is parts of Attic. Arihampion is already dressed over the Pe of Attic and below, and then Abavima, then Yishsut, and Zon. This is how it goes. Atik is not considered, it's not really considered as if he's there. He's disconnected. He's also from that word that's disconnected.
То есть я правильно понимаю, что акет не принадлежит ацилут, он как бы общий на все
веры.
This means that atik does not belong to atilut.
Correct, it doesn't belong. There it belongs to everyone. It's the first partsuf, but basically, since it is the partsuf of Keter, you see how I'm making this arrow? I drew this arrow here. From below upwards, he's completely in rejecting everything. That's why he can be below the parsa and everywhere. Okay, good. Where are we?
We are at item 14, the words of Ari. There is another question if you would like.
Yeah, wants to ask?
PT 14, please. The work of the parsa helps us go through Tzimtzum Aleph to Tzimtzum Bet.
Oh, parsa. This is so diverse. All these actions are so diverse that I can't even tell you. It helps the parsa. The goal of the parsa is to pass the lights in the kelim from below upwards and from above downwards for the sake of the correction. That's it. It's a type of border between Atzilut and the world of Priya that works in both directions, both with regards to the lights and the kelim, in a very selective way. It's a program in and of itself, a whole program. How these parts of Fim connect above and below the parsa, because each partsuf has a part that's above and below, and the parsa connects and arranges all of them. Basically, the parsa is everything. All of our actions is around the parsa. Okay, let's continue.
We are at page, the words of Ari, letter 14. After the above mentioned Tzimtzum and Parsa, it is found that there are many orot there in the place of the Chazeh, and their ascent for main Nukvin was beneficial there. You will understand that from what's been written regarding Abba Ve'ima, each were divided into two, Abba and Israel Saba, Binah and Vuna. The learned one shall understand that so was here.
Meaning that Abba is divided into two parts of him, Abba and Israel Saba. This is the upper half and the lower half of the parts of Saba. Ima is also divided into two parts of him, Ima and Tvuna.
This is so because the name Ab of Ak are the Mochin inside Galgalta, and the name Sag is from Ozen down to the Tabu in its Pnimiyut, internality, not in the Bchinat exiting Orot, lights, but the inner lights of Ak. Orot Avak, themselves. Thus, Ab, which is Tchura, which are its Mochin, mated with the Teamim of Sag, from the inner Achab. Those, in turn, are the Shorashim for the existing Orot, lights, and branches, Shorashim. And these inner Teamim of Sag, Nugva, mated together. Again. Item 14. After the above mentioned Tzimtzum and Parsa, it is found that there are many orot there in the place of the Chazeh, and their ascent for main Nukvin was beneficial there. You will understand that from what's been written regarding Abba Ve'ima, which were divided into two, Abba and Israel Saba, Bina and Vuna. The learned one shall understand that so was here. This is so because the name of Ab of Ark are the Mochin inside Galgalta, and the name Sag is from Ozen down to the Tabur in its Pnimiyut, internality, not in the Bchinat exiting Orot, but the inner Orot of Ag themselves. Thus Ab, which is Tchura, which are its Mochin, mated with the Ta'amim of Sag from the inner Achab. Those in turn are the Shorashim for the exiting Orot and branches, and these inner Ta'amim of Sag, Nukva, mated together.
Ot Yud Dalet, O Pnimi, Ot Yud Dalet Lemata. והועילה עלייתם שם לצורך מנוקבין, וזה תבין, וכו'. אבא ואמא שנחלקו לשניים. עניין המן כבר נתבהר לאל.
And the descent from my iniquin was beneficial there. You understand, אבא ואמא each were divided into two. The issue of the man has already been explained above, and there is no need to repeat the words. The matter of Abba Vima, that were divided into two, has already been explained and studied there, for it is impossible to repeat all that.
You will find that two zivugim were made there for the Esar Sfirot de Nekudim. First, by the ascent of Nehideak, incorporating both Pchina Daled and Pchina Bet together, to Man de Teamim de Sag, and from there to Nikve Naim de Rosh de Sag. This generated a division of the Esar Sfirot de Rosh Sag there into two Pchinot Rosh and Guf. Kalgalta ve'enaim became the Rosh, and the Chap departed as Bechinat Guf.
כמו שכתוב לאל באור פנימי ודף שינצג שבהם כלולים כי אותה התחלקו דה גלגלתה ועיניים.
This is so because the same division of גלגלתה and עיניים in the חפ was not done in the עצם of ראש דה סג, but in the בחינת עשר ספירות דה שערות. However, the Rosh de Sag cannot bestow upon its tachton, lower, except through this partsuf of the Se'arot, hairs, because any force renewed in the Elyon, upper, necessarily controls its tachton, lower. Thus, all the Orot, lights, bestowed upon the tachtonim, lower ones, come out by the zivug in Nikve Naim, and receive from the Bechinat Achap, the Se'arot. Also, they must not be divided into Galgalta Ve'enayim and Achap, like the Eser Sefirot de Se'arot. The command that emerged by the ascent of man to Nikve Enayim has already been shown to be only Komat Zeranpin with the gar missing, called Yeshsut, because Bechina Bet de Itlapshut remains there, as in the previous Partsufim. It is divided into two Bechinot, Galgalta Ve'enayim to Bechinat Rosh, and Achap to Bechinat Guf. Their place is from Chazed Esag down, where the Rosh, which is Bechinat Galgalta Ve'enayim, expands from Chazed to Tabur Esag. In and of itself, it is named Yeshsut. And Achap de Nekudim, which are God de Nekudim, expand from the Tabur down. Can't hear of?
Until here. And the rest, God's help, will continue tomorrow.
Anyone, no matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away. Every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to ten. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day. Everyone's gonna come out to play. Out of their hideaway, how do you do? Any game, ready? ready to follow you anywhere. Whatever you want to play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone counts to ten. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Six, five, four, three, two.